Where are they? We were supposed to be here hours ago. Fucking FCC bureaucrats. What the fuck are you doing here, Maggie?
Bud, I wish I could say it's good to see you again, but I'm sure you've been expecting me.
You mean... I was hoping the FCC was going to send someone else.
Oh, they were. But I requested this assignment personally. Now, should we do this out in the open, or...
My office is over here.
And the girl in the middle of all this mess?
She's waiting in there, too.
Good. Good.
Oh, it's going to be like that, is it?
Oh, you know me so well. And Bud, you are definitely going to want to close that door. So, this is the DJ responsible for all this? This girl is such a troublemaker, isn't she? But my, I can see what all the fuss is about. Girl, just looking at you, I'd love to do so many dirty things to you too. But maybe that can wait.
Can you not do this shit for once? Just once, can you act like a human being? And she has a name.
Her name is entirely unimportant at this point. We are just establishing some facts right now. So, she was the one who originally performed sexual acts upon herself while on the air and was later... How do I put this delicately? She was the centerpiece of another bit of public debauchery, which our report says was instigated by you, Bud. Is that true?
Yes, you know it is, but...
Thank you for your honesty. This seems like an open and shut case, really.
But I need to talk to you about something. Oh, I can see you're busy, so I can come back later.
No, wait. You must be... Your name should be right here. Hal, I think you should sit down. I'm going to want to talk to you about the recent incidents here at the station.
Is that really necessary?
Just sit down. If you don't, I have a feeling that she's really going to make us pay for what happened. So it's best to do what she says at the moment.
It's so good you see things my way, Bud, honey. So nice to see you being so compliant to my wishes. So, Hal? Tell me what the punishment was for her initial offense.
You mean for the phone sex on the air thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we suspended her for 2 weeks, and when she came back, we sort of chose to forget about it.
And what about after you broadcast your three-way with her? You know, that thing that millions of potential listeners could have tuned into on these public airwaves? What was her punishment then?
She's received punishment all the time. She just seems to like getting into trouble. We don't let her get away with anything. Oh, honey, I'm not implying anything about your character or anything. I just... You...
Hal, seriously, stop. This is not the time for those apologies. We're in some serious shit here. You'll have time for that later.
Thank you, Bud, for being so on point. Well, given the brazenness of these offenses, I thought it would be best to get a sense of how depraved this whole situation is down here, and it's not looking good. I mean, you could slip up again at any time, and I'm charged with protecting these precious airwaves.
Surely we can come to an understanding of some sort. I mean, I know how you are, and how much you like to fuck with me, but it's no fun if you destroy me now, is it?
I think this is beyond words at this point. There have to be serious repercussions for all this activity. But they don't necessarily have to be financial, if you catch my drift.
I don't follow, no.
Well, if I see she's being properly disciplined, then perhaps the FCC can work with this station on making sure that this whole situation just sort of disappears.
Well, what did you have in mind?
Oh, Bud, you're going to enjoy this so much.
I don't like the sound of that.
Oh, don't worry. There's a part for everyone here.
Honey, I've known Maggie for a long time. I think you should start taking off your clothes. She just wants to tease us to start, but really, eventually you're going to end up naked anyway, so it's better if you just get it over with.
Oh, you're wrecking all my fun by spoiling the end. I mean, I was just going to make her strip to try to make you all feel uncomfortable, but that really won't work now, will it? So we're going to have to kick it up a notch, aren't we?
Bud, what aren't you telling me here?
She's a bit twisted, to say the least.
Twisted is such an ugly word. I just prefer to be creative with my punishments.
Just get on with it. You know what you want to do. So why don't you stop trying to torture us and just say it?
You are such a killjoy, Bud.
I still don't understand. How do you two know each other?
We have a long history together.
Oh, boy. Do we ever have a history together? The things I could tell you?
Yeah, the two of you haven't been formally introduced yet. Hal, this is Maggie, my ex-wife.
You mean the one who...
Yes, everyone's heard that rumor about Cleveland by now. There's no need to say it.
We're sort of fucked here, aren't we?
Well, it's good to finally see you on the same page as the rest of us. Yes, fucked is a good word for it. But for one of you, that's going to be especially true. And I think it's going to be you, girl. But you already saw that coming, didn't you?
Oh, fuck.
That'll come later. For now, I'm just going to lay down on this table, lift my skirt, and I want you to bend over and perform cunnilingus on me, girl. Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. I promise. I'm not going to hit you or slap you or do anything to personally harm you. You can trust me.
All right. You know the drill. You know exactly what's expected of you, honey.
It's fine. It's all going to be fine if you do what she tells you. Isn't that right, Bud?
We can only hope.
Does she not understand what the word means? What's with the hesitation?
It's okay. You know you want to do it. We've talked about you wanting to do it.
That's not how you get her to do anything. You do it like this, you little harlot. That lady, whose judgment could sink this station, told you to get down there and lick that slit of hers. And I expect you to do it, even if it means I have to hold your head there. Is that clear?
Was that really necessary?
Well, look at her go. She just needs the proper motivation.
Oh, you are so terrible at this, girl. I don't know how. It's like you've never had anyone go down on you before.
Hey, I've eaten her out.
That explains so much, actually. You were never really good at it anyway.
Fucking bitch.
What was that, Bud?
Oh, nothing.
Anyway, it just seems like these men don't know how to treat you right, do they, girl? I think you really need a woman's touch. Harry, perhaps you can teach her a thing or two by showing her how.
My name is Hal.
Just do it and get it over with.
I'm not objecting to doing it. I just want her to at least call me by the right name.
What would be the point of that? I'm just assuming you're good at oral sex because, looking at you, you likely needed to become proficient at it. I can't really imagine you being good at anything else sexual.
Hey!
Just do what she says. You're lucky you're even being asked to participate.
I think her whimpering tells me everything. Yeah, pal. You seem to be really showing her the ropes. She's doing a lot better on my end now. But I do think she needs a cock in her to really do her best. Oh, you think I mean you? No, no. Bud's the one who's going to fuck her. Yeah, you're gonna like that girl, won't you? I heard you on the recording of that three-way. I know how much you're going to enjoy having him fuck you hard.
Move, Hal. I knew this was how this was going to play out.
Oh, don't feel so bad. I'm sure she has an extra hand she can give you, Sal. Isn't that right, girl? Oh, look at her nod.
Don't say any word except thanks. Remember, if Maggie isn't happy, you'll likely be out of a job by the end of the month.
Thanks. Oh, fuck, I forgot how good your hand was.
Oh, she really likes that. I can feel her moaning into my clit through her tongue. Oh, I knew you were at least a decent lay, bud, but I really want to enjoy this. So I'm expecting you to make her feel fucking fantastic.
I've been breaking this girl in for months now. I think I'm capable of getting her off by now.
I think you can do better, though. I mean, I don't expect you to be amazing, but I should hope you'd be open to at least aiming for above average. You want to be the best you can be, right? And girl, don't forget, you can use your fingers, too.
Maggie, you know what? No, it's not worth it. And you little tart, are you fucking laughing? Do you like hearing me being berated? Well, how much are you going to enjoy this? It turns you on, doesn't it?
Yes!
How? Hurt her. Don't give me that look. Just grab one of those tits and squeeze as hard as you can. Don't, Hal. I'll hurt her so much worse.
I'm so sorry for this. I don't want to do this.
Don't feel sorry for her. She brought this on all of us.
Oh, Hank, look at her body moving. Oh my god, she's gonna come. Oh god, keep eating me, girl. Yes. Oh, she's gonna come. She's gonna come with Bud buried deep inside her, your cock in her hand, and my cunt in her mouth. Oh, keep eating me, girl. Fucking come. Oh god. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. You just made her come. You must feel so proud, Al. And she's so loud, too. I'll just press your face down into my pussy to muffle those screams. That sort of feels good, too. Like a nice vibrator. There, there, girl. I guess she is a little pain slut after all.
That's fine.
Yes. Let those fingers work. But, Bud, you should feel lucky I'm not making you do what I did in Cleveland. I mean, bending you over the end of that bed and...
That's enough. You know, you really are a cunt.
Oh, Bud, you do say the sweetest things sometimes. But do you really want to talk to me like that? I can tell you really want to hurt me. But you can't.
You fucking bitch. But you're right. I can't hurt you, Maggie. But I can hurt her. I'm sorry, honey. But you really are in the wrong place at the wrong fucking time. Reach over and hand me that back scratcher, Hal.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, seriously!
Shut up. After that first time between the three of us, you didn't complain about anything that happened to her. You don't get to suddenly be the moral center of this now that you're in the middle of it. Now, hand me that back scratcher.
You're making her come again? Not that I mind at all. The more she comes, the closer I seem to get. I'm sort of glad she's a little pain slut, because your cough doesn't seem to be doing the job.
I know exactly what you're doing. You always were a cunning little...
Careful. I like the first time you called me that slide, but if you do it again, there will be consequences.
You know what I was going to call you anyway, so I don't have to. But I know you're manipulating me into hurting her, which pisses me off. But I can't deny, it also turns me on. And you, honey, you're going to be so much more fun to play with now. You could have been hurting her too, Maggie.
I promised her I wouldn't hurt her, because I knew you, bud. I knew you'd hurt her for me. I just didn't know she was a little masochist, too. That makes it so much better.
You're both sick! But there's nothing wrong with... with teaching someone to... discover new things about themselves. Could it jack me off?
Careful, bud, dear. I know you're looking for new ways to hurt her, but if you pull on her hair too hard, you're liable to pull her head out from between my legs, and you certainly don't want to do that. Do I really need to think of every way you might possibly hurt her here?
I think I'm doing just fine with that.
I don't. So, how? Why don't you start biting her, say, right here? I think you know how to do that the right way. And I'm sure her hand would show you the proper appreciation for that, too.
I don't know about that. Okay, I'll do it. Fuck, your hand is so amazing.
Oh, that's it. Oh, just look at her squirm and struggle. Oh, she likes that. And, bud, you have to be feeling that, too. I mean, she must be getting so tight. Just clenching everything.
Yeah, that's really hitting something. She's definitely about to come again. I just think she needs a little more stimulation to do it. I know how to do it.
Fuck, this is a loud one. She's vibrating everything, and it's fucking amazing. I think she's about to put me over the top, too. Just don't stop licking my clit, girl. Get those fingers working, too.
That's fine.
Fuck. I'm gonna explode in your tiny little pussy, you pain. And you're gonna love that, aren't you? You have every time I've done it in the past. And with what we're doing to you, you should be begging me to come inside of you. Say you want me to come in you.
Bud, I don't want you to come in that little pussy of hers. No. I came on her mouth, and I want you to do the same. I want to watch her swallow every drop. I mean, she seems quite adept at that role already, and you certainly don't want to disappoint her. Or me.
Fine. Oh, her mouth is fun to fuck anyway. Ah, you definitely want this cock down your throat, don't you? Ah, I can tell you want me to drive your face down on my manhood and fuck it until you can't breathe. You are such a good little cocksucker.
Aren't you glad I wanted to watch you do this, but you just seem to have needed this. Oh, you're being so rough with her mouth and throat. Like, no mercy at all. I do know how to rile you up, don't I?
Yes, yes. You know exactly how to push me. But it's led to some of the best fucks I've ever had. You're still a fucking cunt, Maggie. You've always been one. But the shit we've done together is so fucking horrifying and arousing at the same time. You bring out the worst in me. But deep down, I have to admit, I've loved every fucking minute of it.
Oh, I knew it. I just had to hear you say it. And all it took was sort of destroying that girl. But she looks like she could take it.
Oh, God. Oh, oh Christ. So fucking good. Oh, fucking whore. It's right. Take it deep inside your fucking heart. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Yes! 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 Oh, fuck, girl, you're good, girl. Oh, fuck, yes. You like what we did to you, didn't you? Oh, it's not polite to talk with your mouth full, honey. You should swallow what's in there first. That's a good girl. You look a little worse for wear, but damn it, I sort of want to push that pretty little face of yours back down on my pussy so you can make me come again.
Is that a warning? Or a promise?
Maybe a little bit of both. Do you want to grab lunch and we'll hash out the punishment for your little transgressions? You'll find the FCC can be rather lenient under the right circumstances, especially when the party in question has been punished internally.
Yes, yes, that seems like a plan.
I thought you'd be agreeable to that proposition. You've been so accommodating to my desires already. And maybe after we're done settling that matter, we can have one last hate fuck before I go. I promise not to bend you over that bed again.
No. I imagine it's going to be you bent over that bed. I'm probably going to be gone the rest of the day, so how? You get someone to clean up in here, though I have a feeling you're finishing up inside her before you do.
It better be in her mouth.
And you, honey, we're going to have such a fun time tomorrow. You're going to be red and bruised all over. And I have a feeling that you will love every second of it, too. You should bring a scarf. We wouldn't want anyone asking questions if I accidentally left a handprint around your throat. Oh, I can definitely see that you like that idea. Have fun, you two.
Now, I'm going to be nice and gentle with you. You've had such a rough experience today. I wish you'd stop laughing at me when I say things like that. I mean, I'm still your boss. Well, I guess I could try choking you.